Thanks so much for joining me here on Cranford Radio. My name is Bernie Wagenblast. Today we are in the office of Ryan Cooper. He is the attorney for the Township of Cranford, as well as a practicing attorney, because Cranford does not take up 100% of his time. Ryan, welcome to Cranford Radio.
Thank you, Bernie. It's great to be here with you.
I want to start with trying to understand a little bit more about what your responsibilities are as the township attorney. What is involved with that?
I like to think of myself much like the outside general counsel for the township. My primary responsibilities and the most visible ones are to attend the township committee meetings with the township, both the workshop and the official meeting ones. But on the day-to-day basis, my role is really to provide advice to the administrator, the township committee, the mayor, on the day-to-day issues that may come up for the township. It include contract issues, purchasing issues, sometimes employment issues, and occasionally litigation.
For you, when did you know you wanted to be a lawyer? When was that?
So it was in college that I decided I wanted to be a lawyer. I didn't start off at college wanting to be a lawyer. I was studying political science and philosophy. In fact, I think it was a philosophy major. But I switched to political science as my major because I was more attracted to the opportunity through the law to put into practice a lot of the legal theory that I had been learning in philosophy.
We were talking a little bit before we started recording the podcast, and you told me that you grew up in Monmouth County and you went to school on Sandy Hook. I didn't even realize they had a school on Sandy Hook. Tell me a little bit about that.
So it was definitely a unique high school experience at the time. It was a long time ago now, although it always feels like yesterday. And at the time, it was a school called MAST. It was like one of the early Votech magnet schools, which there I think are several of now in the state and are very popular. It was a great program, and it was really unique because not only was I going to school in Sandy Hook, which is just a very unique environment to go to high school, it was a tiny high school. There were, I think, 42 people in my graduating high school class. I talked to others who had a different high school experience, and that's kind of unheard of.
That school, you talked about it being Votech. What was the focus of that as a magnet school?
So there were two programs. I think this is still the case there. There was a like a marine sciences college prep kind of path, and then there was a marine trades path. So it was great. We had you had half the school learning how to take apart and maintain marine diesel engines and other things of that nature, and then you had another half, and we were out on the boats in Sandy Hook Bay learning oceanography and ocean chemistry and things like that. So it was definitely a different high school experience.
You had mentioned to me before that your dad was a tugboat captain. Tell me a little bit about that. That you don't hear too much of that, even though we're not too far from the coast.
I'm sure it was an interesting occupation. It's the only occupation I ever knew him to have. It was different. He worked a very different schedule. That's one thing that was unique about it. He'd either be a week on or a week off. Wouldn't be a job that you'd go away to in the morning and then come home in the evenings. Sometimes it was 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off. It again would create a lot of neat opportunities. Take your child to work day. Wasn't really a thing that I remember in the 80s and early 90s, but I would occasionally go to work with him, particularly if he was his boat was more local, where I could be driven out to the boat by, I don't know what they call it, but it's a much smaller boat that would deliver supplies to the tug because it wouldn't really come in and stay a night or two and then come back. And so it was neat to be able to go in that kind of environment, a very different one, certainly not the office environment that I'm working in today. I'm, as an attorney, a far cry from working on the boats.
With your dad being a tugboat captain working in the maritime industry and your high school focusing on oceanography and maritime interests, did you see at that point a career for yourself working in some sort of maritime function?
No, actually I didn't. Despite the overlap between his role and the high school curriculum at MAST, that wasn't really the reason I went to MAST, and I don't think at that time that was really something I was looking to do specifically. I'm not sure really what I thought I was going to do in high school, so, and I'm sure I'm probably not too alone in that regard.
Going into law, there's obviously a lot of different specialties that a person can have with law. When you were doing pre-law, did you have an idea what specialty you wanted to go into, or was that something that became more of a focus once you were in law school?
It was definitely something that became more of a focus, I think, in law school, and honestly, even after you graduate law school. One thing I believe in hindsight is that, you know, when you're in law school, and even when you're a brand new lawyer, you know the names of these areas of law, and you think you know what it means to practice in that area, but you really have no idea until you actually start practicing. Civil rights and social justice issues were something that were very important to me and still are. I was on the board of the trustees of the ACLU of New Jersey for a good number of years. And so that appealed to me. I think at one point I thought I wanted to be a securities lawyer, and then I started practicing securities law, and I realized that that's not necessarily for me either. Today, I'm primarily a commercial litigator outside my township work. So the township is just one of my clients. I have a firm, a law firm, as you know, and here in Cranford. And other than my one municipal client, which is Cranford, all my other clients are small and mid-sized businesses, mostly in the Mid-Atlantic region. We do a lot of commercial litigation for them, and then just some other general commercial law, advising them on most of the matters that might come up for a small or mid-sized business.
I noticed when looking at your website that you are entered to the bar of the U.S. Supreme Court. What does that mean, and what's involved with that?
So it means that I'm a license to practice before the U.S. Supreme Court. Truthfully, it's mostly filling out some paperwork, but it does require you to get the sponsorship of, I believe, at least one, maybe two, but I think it's one other practitioner who's already admitted to practice before the Supreme Court. So actually, I have my Supreme Court bar certificate hanging on the wall here, and Doug Eakley, who was a partner at Lowenstein Sandler, a firm I used to work at, and he was a great boss and mentor, sponsored my application to the U.S. Supreme Court probably, I want to say, in 2009, thereabouts.
Have you ever had an opportunity to practice law before the Supreme Court?
So I haven't personally appeared, but yeah, I've represented clients in what's called petitions. So the Supreme Court, you can't, doesn't take every case. You have to petition them, and they're selective. And yeah, I've certainly petitioned for the Supreme Court to hear my clients' cases in the past. But no, I've never had the honor of appearing in person.
Trying to just imagine, what do you think that would be like standing in front of those nine justices and arguing a case?
Probably pretty nerve-wracking. You never stop getting nervous, I think, when you're working or when you're representing your clients or and appearing in court on their behalf. So yeah, I think it would be a pretty awe-inspiring event. I've actually never visited the Supreme Court on the, never been inside the Supreme Court either, which is something I'd really like to do at some point.
I looked at your LinkedIn profile. And it really starts, I guess, with your clerkship, probably right after law school. But like most of us, I imagine that you had other jobs, you know, back when you were in high school or in college. Tell us about some of those early jobs and things that you learned from those.
I laugh. I've had a huge variety of jobs over my life, particularly before college. So interesting fact, I did not go to college right after high school. I took 4 years off between high school and college. For a variety of reasons, I put myself through college and law school, wasn't really in a position to put myself through college immediately after graduating high school, so I took some time off. I traveled around the country for a year, and I'd go someplace, I'd stay for a few months and work a job, and then, you know, after a few months, pick up and move on. So I've worked on farms in Connecticut, I've installed carpet in Denver, worked in restaurants all over the place. One interesting job I had was working for a light manufacturer that helped fabricate the light fixtures that I believe are hanging in and used in the U.S. Embassy in Vietnam. I was a teenager at the time, so maybe they've changed them by then. It was about 25 years ago. But it was a custom lighting manufacturer in Ocean Township, and they had the contract to manufacture these lights. And I don't think I knew when we're fabricating them, what they're for. And then at some point, he said, oh, these are for the U.S. Embassy in Vietnam. So just an interesting job to have, and maybe one day I'll get over there and see if they're still there.
You talked about you grew up in Monmouth County. You traveled all around the country between high school and college. How did you end up landing in Cranford?
So my wife and I, we graduated law school. We met in law school, got married afterwards. We're living in Jersey City. I was working in Manhattan at the time, and she was working in Newark. We had a family in Monmouth County still, and we're kind of looking for someplace that was, a good location for all those three points that were prominent in our life at the time. And so we were looking in the area and just, you know, fell in love with Cranford, found the home that we were looking for here. Soon after moving in, just became very enamored with the community and the sense of togetherness that Cranford is, I think, well known for now.
Let me ask you about it just briefly. Another aspect of Cranford life that you're involved with. You are, if I'm not mistaken, the chairman of the Democratic Party for Cranford. Tell me about that job, if you would.
So I'm the chair of the Cranford Democratic Municipal Committee. That's a role I took on in June of 2023 in Cranford and in all municipalities in New Jersey. Again, this is one of the interesting things of local government that's really behind the scenes for most people, and I don't think people understand how it works or how it operates on a day-to-day basis. But in Cranford, both the Republican and Democratic parties have a municipal committee that's made up of approximately 60 residents registered to the party that are elected actually by the other registered Democrats or Republicans every 4 years. And then amongst those 60, they elect a chairperson. So I took that role on in June, and it is largely to help coordinate the party's efforts in Cranford. We participate in the street fairs most of the time. I think there's about three a year. You'll see us on the corner of Alden and North Union with our tent there. We have meetings regularly to talk about matters and of issues of concern to the party. We help find candidates to run, both on the municipal level, and then also it's a great opportunity to weigh in on the candidates and other policy issues that really go all the way up. So we'll weigh in on and participate in the county candidate selection process and even actually the U.S. Senate congressional candidates and all the way up. So it's fun, another way to get involved in the process.
We've been talking with Ryan Cooper. He is the township attorney for the Township of Cranford. He has a private law practice here in Cranford. Ryan, thanks so much for being my guest here on Cranford Radio.
Thank you very much, Bernie. It's been great speaking with you.